champion to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey! It's the all-black panel here today.
Listen, Dustin didn't know so coming that hard. Like, I didn't know what part of the song he chose.
The bass, baby. What's his name?
Oh, no. Mika? Oh, producer. Mr. Producer.
Producer, what's your name in there?
Jonathan.
Jonathan, thank you for the pick.
Welcome, 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 welcome you, welcome me. We are back with another episode of AfterBuzz TV, for After Show for Basketball Wives LA Season 4, and we're on episode 3 now. But before we get started, make sure you guys subscribe to us on YouTube. That is AfterBuzz TV / AfterBuzz TV, right? YouTube.com/
AfterBuzz TV.
Yeah.
But I was like, man, we did a double AfterBuzz TV.
I'm all over the place. But you know, I always tell people, download the app because it's way easier. Yeah. Get the app on your smartphone because it's easier to get to the shows whether you want to listen to it or watch it. And of course, Instagram, Twitter, we're all on that. AfterBuzz TV, and as well as subscribe to us on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Yeah. You got so many ways to find us. Just do that. And I am your host. I am Gary Thomas. And of course, that's how you find me on Instagram and Twitter. I am Gary Thomas. And of course, I am GaryThomas.com. And to my other side, we have
Cameron Penny. And that's how you can find me on the gram at Cameron Penny, CameronPenny.com. But if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Yo Time Music with my Ohio brother.
Which we're going to change because
he going to have my branding tonight.
You can't
he going to get
that.
My branding together tonight.
Twitter can't be like that. They want to follow you a little bit easier than that. So they need to go to Cameron Penny something.
When they type Cameron Penny, I come up. I'm trending all the time.
And the people's favorite.
Hey, the people's champ. What up? I am Stephon Wallace. You can find me everywhere at I Am More Fire. I got my social media in line.
So episode 3, it's already been starting off with a good kick. I'm excited because season 4 has included Miami, so we got Shawnee this one, and we're going to get Tammy later, so it's kind of cool to kind of combine the two casts. There's a lot more drama.
Yeah.
And we kick right off with the Malaysia and Jackie drama.
I mean, I'm never going to be Team Jackie. I've not been Team Jackie since Doug Christie actually was relevant in the NBA. And
shots fired early on in the show.
You know, she's always been overbearing. She's always been too much. I don't know if y'all are familiar with her actual basketball wife life, but she's the one who everybody hated in the league.
Because she never missed the game. She was always there.
She had to go to all the away games. Yeah. She was all up in their business. She's telling everybody wives. She's super messy. And she still lives the same way.
I would definitely say that she has a manipulative spirit about her. She knows how to choose her words to kind of twist a story.
Yeah.
And Malaysia and her, this goes back to last season when they, you know, Malaysia was always back and forth about Jackie, but they, you know, mainly fell out when they went to Paris. And it's just like carrying on from season 3 to season 4. And she's
partly because they're trying to keep something going on with them, like some sort of dialogue.
I mean, you know, with everything that Malaysia's going through, you know, breaking up with Pargo, her brother, and just she's really kind of, you know, you see her out in Hollywood, she's kind of finding herself, you know, at different events and everything. But, you know, this is just really kind of like, why is she even paying attention to this?
Yeah. They could have squashed this a long time ago. I mean, I feel personally. I mean, I know Malaysia's brother was shot in the head, and that's, we're sensitive to that, obviously. We don't want to say too much about it, but I still feel like you know Jackie.
She does.
You've known Jackie for years. She's verbally inappropriate at all times under any circumstances, and so you should expect.
But I feel like this is what my thing is with Jackie. It becomes with different groups of people. You know, when Sunday was here last season, you know, that was like her ace boom coon.
Yeah.
She would say things about Malaysia, Drea behind her back to Sunday because she trusted her. But this season, you know, she thinks it's going to be Megan, but it's not even Megan.
No.
Jackie is the NeNe Leakes of basketball wives. Okay? It always has to be that one. And she happens to be that one. Now, do I support her in some of her initiatives? Not really. But she makes for good TV. And that's what we're watching. And I'm sure if they get another season, she'll be there.
But, see, Malaysia, this is my thing. I think, Jack, you had a good reason to have this conversation, Malaysia. Because last episode, Malaysia kind of threw some darts at Doug about his wife. It was really an in-depth conversation where she basically said, your wife is the snake in the grass that I have to watch out for. She was like, she slid this through. You know, she said something along the lines like, if she would set my house on fire and call the ambulance for me, you know, call the fire truck for me. You don't do those kind of things. I just didn't really think she was right in telling Doug that. Jackie was well in her rights to have this conversation and kind of come here. Now, I do think that, you know, bringing the flowers and trying to be her friend.
Yeah, her approach.
Jackie, you don't got to be everybody's friend.
Yeah, her approach. And, you know, Jackie really does have a soft heart, and she does really genuinely care about people. Mm-mm. But just, you know, it's just something about her. her background, how she grew up. It's just something in her that just has this diabolical.
You called her the NeNe Leakes. I think she's the Carly Red from Love and Hip Hop.
I gave her some class.
No,
she's Carly.
She's on that. She's on that level of messiness.
Carly, though?
Yeah.
Carly? Couldn't give her Mimi. No. You gotta go Carly.
No. I mean, she would be Carly, but I gave her a little bit of class. Right. Like,
she always wants to stir it up, so she's always stirring it up, even when she's one of those people, okay, bringing the roses, right? It's like, it's that put-on face of, I'm here to apologize to you. And you look at those people like, well, this is so... this is not genuine at all. This is not authentic at all. And it's not being real.
That was supposed to be the intention. That was why Malaysia said, I will listen to your apology that you want to give to me.
Right.
That stems, you know, from time ago.
Sure.
But if you let me have a date with Doug. Now, it was already misconstrued that it was a meeting because, you know, Dre didn't necessarily use the word date.
Mm-hmm.
But that was supposed to be the thing. This is supposed to be her time to apologize. She said, I want to apologize. And, you know, Malaysia said, I'll only hear it out. She never said she'll accept it. I'll hear it out if I can go on this date with Doug.
Yeah. Which is so weird. You don't even say date with somebody's husband, which
subject. She didn't want Jackie to say yes, so that's why she used the word date. But Jerea did not use the word date. She said meeting.
Doug Christie, you played for the Kings. Mm. Have some respect. Why are you even on this show? Anyway.
Why are you coming for Doug and Jackie like this?
I'm coming for Jackie. I couldn't stand Jackie 10, 15 years ago. I don't like Jackie now. But even from her husband's perspective. Doug said, she said, well, what did you say to her about me? Which is so one of those wives who couldn't just be cool and say, how did it go? Oh, it was cool. All right, cool, baby. I made some dinner or something, you know, whatever. Not that women have to be in the kitchen cooking or nothing like that.
Because I am sure most of our viewers are women as well. If y'all think that Stefan is sexist, make sure you guys tweet us. Our hashtag is ABTVBWLA.
If y'all
want to
tweet us if y'all think Stefan is sexist, y'all do that too.
ABTVBWLA.
Hashtag Stefan is sexist. All right. So, she goes, so what'd you say? And Doug says, yeah, I said, you know, you're a loving, caring tyrant.
Sometimes a tyrant.
Because he had to kind of candy coat it. He really wanted to tell his wife, listen, you are a hell to deal with.
But, I mean, I don't know what Jackie was looking for. She was like, well, why didn't you say something like sexy? And
she's
that's
weird.
Not the nature of the conversation.
She's,
exactly, like,
no, she's super inappropriate.
She was inappropriate the whole episode.
Would you tell this other woman on the date that you had, husband? Oh, I told her you were sexy and you had a nice booty. Who talks like that?
Somebody who got some mental issues.
Well, because so I'm going to pose this question to you guys. Are you guys Team Malaysia in this situation?
All the way.
I'm going to have to rock with Malaysia. You know, she's going through a lot. Like you said, you see her at All Def Digital comedy places.
You see her out, yeah.
And you can just see that she's growing into a mature woman.
Sure.
And you know, Jackie was wrong for the thing she said at the reunion show, so I got to roll with Malaysia on this one.
I like what you touched on, growing into a mature woman, because I was looking at, as they were sitting down, the age differential that's there. You can see it, you know? It's like, Jackie, you're not old at all by any stretch. You're just way too old to be this person. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's super immature for her age. It's these conversations that she's having with everybody mm-hmm. are so far beneath her as like a grown-up.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing?
She should be the motherly figure of all the girls.
She should. Although we see someone else plays that role. Absolutely. I just feel like the Jackie I see on TV in this show is not the same Jackie you see out and about.
Okay.
You know, she just has a much different persona. Like, how she describes herself is what much more what you see outside of the show. Gotcha. What she's in the show, it gives people just such a bad taste in their mouth.
Yeah.
Like, Jackie, you're so messy. You're really the middle of all the friction amongst everyone, to the point that the things that she said in their reunion, you know, last season,
almost had
to be separated, you know,
between
her and Sunday being, you know, who they are. And I just feel like people just got to see another side of Jackie. Jackie got to do something else to show the world that this is really not who you really are.
I'm sure the producers are sitting down with her and, you know, gassing her before they start shooting. So,
or it could be the producers that are editing this a certain way to kind of make us have a feeling, because they got me.
You're
totally
sold on anti-Jackie.
I'm still Team Jackie. I still roll with Jackie, but Malaysia's right in this.
So I think we should move on, because we were talking about mother figures. And the people's real favorite, the real boss who collects checks regardless of anything that they do, Shawnee, is finally
back. Looking good, Shawnee.
Yeah. Turning 40. Did y'all know Shawnee was 40?
No.
Definitely don't look 40.
She don't look 40. She don't just collect the checks. She cuts the checks.
Cuts it, collects
it. She's producing
it.
Right,
yeah.
She's cutting the checks for everybody on this show.
Yeah, she the one that keeps Jackie coming back every year, for sure.
I think a lot of women would love to sit down with Shawnee and just be like, what was the journey like from being underneath this relationship all the way to being basically the boss of a very hit show?
They don't have what it takes, though. Not most of them, to be honest. I mean, Shawnee she from the beginning had a very good head on her shoulders. She dropped a couple of seeds. Her and Shaq, they got a couple of kids together. Shout out to Sharif. He's going to be a pro in like 3 years. ridiculous kid right now. But she's always been like that type of person.
Yeah.
You know, Delta Sigma Theta. I don't know if that has something to do with it, but you know.
We already know how women of DST are. They're very strong. They're very strong and opinionated, and they kind of take care of business.
They handle business. So the rest of these girls, I mean, Shawnee's college educated. She's grown up in a different type of environment. I don't know if all these women are ready for that sort of life.
I mean, she was married to one of the greatest players of all time in the NBA.
But I think some of his greatness, some of the things he's done, is accounted for Shawnee's backing.
That's my part. Yeah. That's my point. All his greatness, the relationships he had.
Education.
The education, the meetings, the status he was on. These other girls are getting guys off the bench.
Mm.
So they're not seeing
virtually
the life.
Virtually unknowns.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying? So they're not seeing the life Shawnee. So Shawnee was able to take that and turn it into a franchise.
Yeah, because you, out of all the women, Shawnee is kind of the one who's had, the husband that had the most prominent career.
Absolutely.
Who's very well known.
Yeah, like, these girls just gave up the vagina.
No. Real talk. I mean,
basketball vaginas.
Okay, every woman is not a wife. Shawnee was definitely
That's my point.
Legit. I can't high five you the way you're talking to them.
That's my point.
She's definitely a certified wife who, you know, ended up having to leave the marriage and evolved herself based on what, you know, she was already doing.
Sure.
So basketball side chicks.
And so yeah, we get to Shawnee's birthday party, and Jackie, you know, Jackie again, you know, sets up this whole thing, this spa day, which was a pretty decent affair.
Yeah,
and
first I was confused.
Until his girl.
First I was confused. She was like, it's a big birthday bash, and everybody's going to the hotel, and I was like,
well, they don't ever do big when they, they don't ever do big with the basketball wives where they want to get them all together. You know, the kind of planned events is probably one of those planned things to get them all together.
Yeah.
And I thought personally that the 15-second game was a good idea. There were new women. Patrice is very, you know, very new. No one really knows Patrice. Yep. Megan, they probably heard a lot. You know, Megan coming from BGC and all that. You know, it was time to have that 15 seconds to get to know each other, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it was sloppy.
It was.
it went there. I do agree. It was a good game just to kind of break the ice. You know, if there's something that you had that you just wanted to get out off your chest, let's knock it out now. I think they should have let Shawnee kind of mediate it more.
There you go. I need
but
to
Shawnee was like, it's my birthday.
I'm like, I'm chill. I'm back.
Yeah. So
I just think that, you know, Megan came off a little strong. She came off the bench.
What was her
fire,
she came
firing up.
She called her out. Am I allowed to cuss?
Lying AB.
She said, "I'm
fake ass lying ass ratchet ass bitch.
Lying fake ass lying ass ratchet ass bitch."
She said, "I don't like them." And then she was, she was referring to Patrice.
So you were talking about me when you said bitch?
I just feel like I gotta see Patrice turn up. I think Patrice has so much fire in her.
Yeah,
that she's ready to let loose. She is like. Almost like the Sunday, but Sunday was like that when it came in. Sure, I feel like Patrice is about to build fuse. Up. Yeah, yeah, because she was like, wait, I'm grown. I don't do this. So stop playing with me.
I admired from Patrice. I think Megan was 100% out of line, and it showed how young she is.
Yes, that's my point.
How immature she is.
I think Megan is very insecure. Being around all these beautiful women and being like the new face of the show.
It
showed. I mean, like, from her body to her look, she just really, I think she kind of is very, I'll use the word insecure.
I think that Megan, every episode we've seen Megan in the three episodes so far, she's really come out the gate so strong. And I think it stems from being on another show with women. She has that stigma that, this is what happens. It's okay to have this drama. It's okay
to do it. It's Bad Girls Club, though.
Exactly. So now she's carrying this over to basketball-wise where these women have already been on the show for 3 years. You see they're a lot calmer than they were season one. Drea is a completely different woman now.
We love you here, Drea. We would never, ever say anything bad about you, Drea.
Back up off bay for a second. Okay. But she is. I think she's way more confident. She's way more honest this season.
Yep.
Drea really tells the truth every time they ask her, like, what did you say? I said A, B, and C. And it was really A, B, and C. It wasn't A plus B, but it was A, B, and C.
Yeah. Well, she seems kind of grounded. She seems like early on, she was still trying to... What Megan say? You were thoughtin' and bopping.
I ain't heard anybody say bopping in at least 5 years.
Thoughtin' and bopping.
Thoughtin' and bopping in 24 hours, making moves.
But I do think Drea was trying to get somewhat established, trying to figure out how to have a name of some sort. And so that it brings about like this anxious behavior, erratic behavior.
But you can't keep bringing Miami and relating Miami back to Drea. Drea is no longer Miami. She is doing her thing.
Yeah, Drea is not paying none of these girls no mind. She's the only $1 million vagina on the show.
She has a very good business going on. So I just think that probably changed her a lot. Because she's way different now.
Drea don't need none of this.
When you stop hustling scratching for every cent... And you start having a little bank account.
When you stop thotting and bopping.
And now you got a little bank account. You got a little, a business under your belt. She also has a ring she's been sporting, lately.
During the season, she is with Orlando. But shortly, once the season premiered, like right before the season premiered, her and Orlando broke up.
Yeah.
Megan was very vocal. The first time I met Megan and I interviewed her, Megan, I said, who do you relate to most? First of all, she didn't say Jackie.
Uh-huh.
She said Shawnee. That was her good friend. And then she said Drea who? So I already knew that we were going into the season that they were going to have a heavy beef. And I feel like maybe that could be part of what Megan is doing. Like, let's take the queen off her throne. Because, Jackie is not... She's very much the manipulative one. Everybody looks for the drama, but Drea is the well-known one. People are aspiring to look like Drea.
Everybody wants Drea.
They watch it for Drea. And, she was punching people's eyes out last season. We wanted to see a couple more scraps this season. We're back for that.
And Jay-Z said, and I quote, he said, I shoot you, I'm brainless. You shoot me, you're famous.
Exactly.
What I'm supposed to do, And that's what it is. It's like if you got to go for whoever's the hot one on the show and try to just take shots.
Slow your roll, Megan. You can't come for Drea's hair. Drea is a brand off screen.
She is.
So you can't. You got some work to do.
Because, who doesn't know or speak of Mint Swim and kind of putting her with this? And then the whole Orlando thing has gotten her, all in the media. Everybody's talking about her.
Yeah, yeah.
So what was Megan supposed to do? She wanted the hot spot.
You want to get on?
Stick at what was the other girl she got in an argument with?
Patrice.
Yeah, stick with Patrice.
But Patrice is new too.
Patrice just got there.
Patrice.
She just got there. They said Patrice is going to be reoccurring, but she won't be like a staple on the show. So you can't go for her. You got to go for whoever's in the top three, four staples.
But I mean, the thing about it is, you know, when she, in this conversation, she was just so aggressive. And then, you know, I just felt like Dre was just basically like, no, but you said this, no, but you said that. Yeah. Do you think bringing that Megan was lying, or do you think she was stretching the truth based on what you saw?
I think she just tried to turn up and get something going. And when you start running like that, you start going fast. Certain parts of the details.
Yeah, you skip some things.
Yeah.
And you gotta retract yourself like she had to, like they put her in check. Like, slow down, this ain't Bad Girls Club, know what you're saying, get your points right, and then attack.
I think Dre has matured. That's why.
Definitely.
She's talking to her like, listen, I've been there, done that, and let me talk to you as a mature woman. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, well, she already showed up late. Megan showed up late. I felt like she was showing up late to make an entrance and trying to, you know, already do this thing. Like, she came into the room, like, ready to go.
Yeah.
You know, ready to start
she had her gun,
drama.
Her weapon was ready to be fired.
And security.
But I thought this was, my thing was, wasn't this her first time meeting Shawnee at this birthday, you know, event? Because not everyone even knew Shawnee personally.
And I love that they don't, Their admiration for Shawnee knows no bounds.
Exactly.
Everybody's like, Shawnee the queen
is
here. I love
Shawnee.
What they call it? The mogul is here. Oh my God, Shawnee. They are loving Shawnee.
She cut the checks.
That's another reason why I feel like Megan coming in firing shots at Shawnee's birthday shows that immaturity.
Yeah, this is like I said, I thought that this was her first time meeting Shawnee anyway. And you know, when Megan walked in, she kind of gave everybody like a fake hug. You know, you kind of can tell when somebody hugs you for real, like they're friends. She was kind of like, yeah, hey.
Producers probably already pinched her.
Oh, Patrice.
Yeah. They pinched her before she got there and was like, listen, you better turn up when you get in there.
You show up late. We're going to need a little footage.
Ratings. Struggling.
You want to come back next year?
Exactly. You know? We moved from Monday to Sunday.
For you,
we need to get back on the Mondays. Ratings. No, okay.
Definitely.
So, I think that she needs to just, you know, kind of let that one go. I think she did a good job of letting it go once they talked to her. And it was just kind of like, yeah, you need to chill out right now. And, like, let's enjoy this little party.
Well, that's why Jackie had to check her. When she took her out.
Jackie got on her soapbox.
She had to
Jackie
check her
sat
and
on her soapbox like, I am hurt because you told everybody you don't know me. And I said everybody you my sister.
And you in there, exactly. You act like you don't even know me? That was classic right
they
there.
They let her know. They say, you gotta let this out. Let your emotion out right now. Like
Jackie
settled her. I'll admit, Jackie was on her soapbox at
to
this point.
To be married to Jackie must.
I bet you she's nothing. Offend you, Doug Chrissy, but I bet you Jackie go hard.
She goes hard for Doug. You gotta admit that. There's
too hard. She go too hard.
I bet you.
I'm talking about a strong woman standing behind you. She's a strong woman in front of you, on the side of you,
on top of you.
It's too hard, Jackie.
I wonder if some people correlate the fact that she went so hard for Doug to, you know, the issues that she may have had with her child, you know, the previous seasons. Could have been too much attention in your relationship and not enough here and there. You know, because we saw a lot of, you know, her and her daughter having issues in previous.
Sure.
But Drea, they was hating beefing with Drea, right?
Yeah, they had that, you know, the issue with Drea in Orlando.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that ever true? Did they ever find out if he smashed her daughter?
No, he never had sex with her.
He just texted her.
Like, supposedly, like, texting her and some a,
he
friend, a friend was supposed to be texting her and they were supposed to know each other. They saw her, blah, blah, blah. You know, it all was all made up on everybody's end. Nobody told the truth. You know, there was story A and story B that really didn't align. So, but I just think that maybe some people are saying you are too heavy into your husband that you may have, you know, severed other relationships. That's why, you know.
I could see that.
You know, maybe the fans are saying that, and that's why she had the issues with her daughter in the previous seasons.
Makes sense. Yeah.
I wonder if we're going to see her daughter this season.
Please no, Jackie. We're going to see your daughter. You are more than enough for us.
We love you, Jackie.
Yeah, you coming
they
down
love
hard
you,
on
Jackie.
Coming down real hard.
Come in the studio,
any
Jackie.
Woman who falls
I'll
for
keep
light
it real,
skin,
even at the studio.
But I mean, this was the everything Jackie
he
show.
He falls for the light skin.
Yeah, she's team
Doug
light skin.
Doug is beyond team light skin. Doug is like high liar. Like he's way lighter than any of. But this was the everything Jackie show because we ended with, you know, basically circling back around to her commercial and Megan being in the commercial.
My favorite part.
The fupa.
The fupa. And you want to give it? Anybody want to give a definition?
I'm not saying that.
The fupa
word.
Is the fatter under.
It's fat upper.
Oh, upper.
You didn't even got it right.
Fat upper pussy area. So, you know, you about to go down on your girl and you got to lift up her stomach.
I wouldn't have any knowledge
y'all, of that moment.
Me and Jesus have a really good relationship, y'all.
Just gotta lift it up, you gotta fold it. And then you gotta keep your hand on it.
I don't feel like it was that bad. Her fupa, so to speak, was not that bad.
Okay, real quick, describe how she got the car and Drea discovered the fupa.
It was the framing. Like, my thing was, first of all, the editor knew about that. First of all, why did you edit that out in the beginning? You just real childish right there. You childish for not editing this out.
You ain't worthy of having this job. You should know better.
Like, I guess so. Because, you know, I mean, I felt like the production value was pretty good. Like, they had...
It did look good.
Put some money behind this.
Shout out to Christian Keys, too.
Yeah, we saw... some people like to refer to him Mr. Netflix on on the show. But I just felt like Drea... No, nothing bad. She was like, wait a minute. She called it before Jenkins. She was the only person. She was like, hold on, go back. And then the director was like, you know, yeah, I know what you're talking about. But if you knew what she was talking about, I thought you should have edited it out already.
Yeah.
This shouldn't have been even an issue. You should have brought to your client.
I'm sure it was brought to attention. They saved it for the show because when she got out the car, you could see the roll.
Yeah,
you could see her, the tootsie roll.
Two things. First off, ladies and gentlemen, for that matter, we all understand. I don't think she has a fupa, which I don't think they exaggerated. I felt like there's a moment that's going to be awkward for anybody
in that position.
When you're getting out of the car in this crunch, you're in like a crunch, you know, coming out of that. I think that was grossly exaggerated. I don't think that Malaysia is not Malaysia.
Megan
is. In any way overweight or anything. I thought she had a nice body.
She's a really nice body. She's thick. She's thick, but thick.
Nice body.
She's a really nice body.
I think they over-exaggerated with the fupa to try to keep some type of story.
But that's what I was saying when we were watching. I was like, she's not fat. Not at all.
Nah, she's not.
The next thing is, obviously, it's so immature. Again, the maturity of these women. So you get brought in kind of as a consultant, Drea. I don't know how Drea is your consultant, but whatever.
Mint Swim.
Well, Mint Swim gives her some credibility. She does this a little bit on a regular basis.
Okay, so now you're a consultant.
Team Drea, you know how to handle it.
You go in, you see something, you bring it to the attention of the producers or the director. You say, all right, we need to handle this area, but everything else looks great. That should never be a further conversation.
But what did Messy Jackie do?
Jackie should have told her. She didn't tell her. She's like, Drea said something about you, but I want Drea to tell you. I got to disagree with that. You was her friend. That's your little sister. You should have put her in game right there.
Drea's supposed to be. See, first of all, I didn't think they were going to ever rekindle this friendship because they didn't even end on a good friendship in the last season. But I feel like she threw Drea under the bus.
She did.
I'm going to let Drea tell you that. Yeah. You know, she had just some criticism.
Yeah. But even the way she said that, that is the. Jackie is the messiest, ridiculous.
We still love you, Jackie.
Embarrassingly. Not 40. What is she? Is she 40?
She's over 40.
She's 42.
Oh, my goodness. To play those types of games, Jackie is ridiculous.
I mean,
she's acting her daughter's age right now.
She
said something, but she didn't say, I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to let her tell you.
That wasn't cool.
I still feel like at the party for the viewing, Drea handled it well. She said, I feel like as a woman, I wouldn't want people to see my certain areas of cellulite. But you know, Megan, she comes out of the gate very strong. She don't jog first. She just starts running, and you know, she already went there and she said some choice words.
But she didn't go there. She didn't go there until Sloppy shows up.
Wait a minute. Let's back up. Potpourri.
What were these words?
What were these words that Jackie was
so not
using?
Only are you sloppy and messy, you're unintelligent. I don't want to call her the other way I should say that. She has zero intelligence.
Well, let's get back to Drea's vagina because somebody said something about Googling it.
I don't know what these Googles are. Drea.
I feel like we've all seen Drea's vagina for the last
five, six years.
Yeah. She said, how would your boyfriend feel, you know, knowing that your vagina has broken the internet?
Like he did not know.
Orlando knew exactly who Drea was before he got with her, and that's why he got with her.
Of course.
You know, we're not stupid. You got your little airtime last season.
Exactly.
Nobody really knows who you are because, you know.
You keep getting hurt.
Right. You know, and football teams are big. You know, it's only a couple people that are going to be a star.
You had this on a contract for $32 million, though. I give you that, but you know, and stay healthy.
But the thing is with athletes, because they're becoming much more entertainers now, they're looking for women like Drea.
Sure,
they're looking for somebody who's going to boost that. Swaggy P with Iggy Azalea. Let's be
so
real.
So you don't think that's real?
How many games has Swaggy P actually played?
Hey, take it easy. Swaggy P killing dudes.
I think they cut
how many times has that actually happened this season?
He was hurt.
Yeah. But I saw you all on the TV being entertained. Why are you even interviewing you? You haven't even, out on the red carpet. We haven't even seen you play. So I am not mad at Orlando or Swaggy P.
It's good for.
Or any other athlete.
It's good for the brand.
It's great for your brand. I'm not mad at you for, you know, stemming into other forms of entertainment and trying to get your coins, but let's be honest. You have not actually played like LeBron actually plays. He's an athlete. Steph Curry is actually an athlete.
The rest of y'all are entertainers.
You know, he was with Miami with you guys. Right. He gave y'all 2 rings, but he had to come back home.
He had to come back home
y'all zero.
To Ohio.
And gave y'all zero.
I mean, it's cool.
Stop it. We're not going to. That's a different show, different time. Yeah. However, I'm not mad at an athlete looking for a woman like Drea to also boost his, you know, his
and
brand.
I bet you Drea go crazy in the bedroom. I bet you she off the chain.
Of course. She's one of the most experienced women we've ever seen.
She's just so smooth.
I do want to say, though, shout out to Orlando for having the courage, knowing that everybody smashed your girl, to still step up and
have a relationship. I don't know her resume or her track record, so
but
I'm not going to comment on
everybody
it.
Everybody has smashed people before.
However, I think that
Kanye's a trailblazer.
However, she is one of the most wanted females.
She is.
You have to admit that she has a stigma behind her that a lot of men they don't know. How many of us really care that Drea, you know, has gotten down with
the get down?
I would
go with Drea before Kim Kardashian, though, for sure.
Easy.
I would definitely wife her before I would wife Kim.
No.
Wait, has Drea been with Ray J? That's kind of like a deal breaker right there.
No, because, I mean, well, Ray J's my dude. He touches everything. I'm sure somebody along those lines has seen Drea.
I think, man, I really think in my heart of hearts that Drea is very nice.
Yeah,
and
I think she's grown up a lot. Everybody smashed a lot when you was young. There was a lot of smashing going on.
I've only spoke to her one time, and I was excited because it was Drea.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Candace
over there like, no.
You don't smash a lot when you're young.
Where you from?
She was Stockton and Bopping, yo. Miami is no longer existing. Her whole card is erased, as she said. Not really.
It's been deleted.
But however,
She gets married, if they actually follow through.
They're not together now.
There they are.
They broke up.
4 days ago. Ring singing to him and doing all that.
And you know what? You know, Megan also said in a couple tabloids, and she was like, I just feel like the whole thing was a hoax, the breakup, the getting back together, was a publicity
stunt.
Setting
it up for Basketball Wives.
I mean, possibly, but I mean, it's not any different than Megan doing all these interviews, because Megan would interview crazy before this show came out.
Sure.
She was everywhere you could spot
her.
Well,
make sure you come
everybody
to
AfterBuzz,
Megan. I got some questions for you, Megan.
Yeah. Megan's very nice. She will answer.
Sure,
she's very sweet. Like I said, the show gives personas of these women that are not really true. And Malaysia is like one of the most introvert persons.
She's nice.
Yeah, she's so introvert, but she's even kind of introvert on the show. But you know, she just gives off a different aura. You know, being in this drama.
She's thick too. I've seen her out in the streets in LA. I'm like, damn,
Malaysia is
thick.
Like they say in the last episode. Malaysia is hot right now. She's hot right now. So
what's her first name? LaQuisha?
Is that her first name or middle name?
First name.
I'm glad she's going by Malaysia.
Yeah. She said,
Malaysia
like
in
name,
the city.
I go by my middle name.
Malaysia in the city. That's her Instagram. You know, I think that she is hot right now. And Megan, that, you know, kind of may want that, because I really didn't know, because I didn't follow Bad Girls Club like that. I didn't know she was on the show. Mm-hmm. And that was actually 4 years ago. Yeah. You know, she was 20 when she did that. She's 25 now. And are we seeing any growth? She says that this is supposed to be a time for people to see a different side of her and see a growth. But I'm not really sure if we're seeing that yet.
So they gotta bring Natalie Nunn on next.
Listen.
I love that there's kind of like a I guess it's a dichotomy. The Malaysia is, I mean, not Malaysia, Megan sitting in the confessional. I keep wanting to call her Malaysia. And she's like, this fake ass, lying ass, wretched ass. But she's got like this really nice cross on her neck, you know? And I'm watching that. I'm looking at the cross and I can't stop staring at it. And she's like, and it's playing in my head like, fake ass, nah, 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 nah. And
I'm like, you know what kills me though? Speaking of that, they play gospel songs in relationship issues. Like, they play Lecrae before, they play Molly music, and when they're talking about the relationship issue, they're like, all I need is you. No, that's talking about Jesus. It's not talking about their relationship. Like, no. Don't you play this Lecrae song when they're going through this argument in their relationship. Hilarious. Because he's talking about God. He's not talking about his girlfriend, you know? And I just find that funny that everyone is saying, you know, I'm blessed, I'm just blessed. Really, this type of behavior does not show the blessings that he's really giving you, but we're not going to get into that far.
But we can't.
Church,
yeah, I'm just, you know. We got a show for it. So, coming up.
So Megan and I, like I said, she wasn't that fat in the commercial, and I think that Dre handled it well. But when they got into this argument,
and everybody started instigating,
yeah, they were laughing.
Everybody started laughing.
So. Brandy is the most laughingest woman on the show.
I like
she will be in the background chuckling like a Cheshire cat, just smiling anytime everybody gets into it.
Who did she smash?
She's married. Brandy is still married.
Brandy's the one that had the situation.
She has the cancer.
Yeah, sorry, yeah, Brandy. So I respect you. I remember your story from last year.
Brandy's still married.
What's the light skinned girl that kept going, that called, Megan called a bitch?
Wait.
Is it Patrice? No.
Patrice?
Yeah, that's Patrice. No, who's she dealing with? That's the one I met.
Patrice
I met
has Brandy. Her husband is, Eddie
Curry?
Yeah, Eddie Curry.
Oh, Eddie Curry.
And he's, you know, we saw him last.
Chef Curry with the pot?
No,
you wish.
No,
Eddie Curry. Well, Patrice, you can tell she's dealt with a lot with Eddie, you know, dealing with his infidelity. Yeah. He had a child outside of the relationship.
That's what I was thinking of.
You know, she and then the child's mother died. So you see that type of maturity in Patrice, you know.
Yep.
And actually having to bounce back from the fact that he cheated and had a child, you know, and she stayed with him. And now she's taking care of that woman's child.
Sure.
You see, she doesn't have time for the Megans of the world. You know, she got 7, 8 kids I think they have together. She got a husband. You know, she is like, I'm really not for this. Don't come at me like this, you know?
Eddie Curry ain't played in some years, though, so she need this check. You better stay on Shawnee's good side.
What is Laura and Gloria doing?
Laura's going to be on She Got Game with The Game.
Yeah.
And you know what? Speaking of basketball wise, people, I have no idea. I don't know the show yet. But speaking of basketball wise, you know, people sleep on Laura. Laura went to college for basketball.
She was a hooper.
Got her master's degree. Was going to take a coaching job at a college. But then, you know, she got pregnant and decided to go marry. So don't play with Laura's education.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
That's what I'm saying. The women like Shawnee and Laura are the ones that don't
understand the business side.
Exactly.
Of it.
You know what I'm saying? And those are the ones that women that are watching the show need to be talking
exactly,
to a little more.
Because most of these girls are just getting seen in the VIP and getting smashed. And
but that's what they want.
That's what the people want to see. But amongst the show, amongst the show, we do have bosses and we have educated women, and just people are just not seeing this because of all the drama.
So
that's
what would you
going
call
on.
Jackie?
Jackie definitely has a lot going on. I would say Jackie has the boss R coin. She has a skincare line. She stays
she's
doing stuff.
She's one of the rare stories that has remained in a marriage.
Yeah, 20 years.
20 years in a marriage.
20 years.
Can you respect it for that?
Only that, Jackie. That's the only thing I'll give you.
I think that Jackie is just, she's just a starter. She just.
Everybody's acting like I'm such a crazy person.
Well, how would you feel?
Everybody's acting like you're crazy. Chances are.
Stefan, how would you feel if Cameron came to me like, do you know Stefan? I was like, I know of the dude, but you know, I don't really know about nobody in LA.
But we ain't like hung out outside.
But I
so you
know
can say
you.
That.
I would say I know of you. I know you. I know your first and last name. They have the same publicists. They have spoken on the phone.
Like there's a little bit of depth there. I get
so
what
if
you're
he
saying.
Came back to you and was like, oh, that dude Gary was like, he
I thought
not,
y'all did a
no,
show with
I
that.
Know. Right. Like, you know, exactly. You got to see where.
I'm like, dang, Gary, you don't even know me, dog. That's messed up,
you
dog.
Have to see where that comes from. Like, I don't agree with her getting on her soapbox, but I agree with she kind of, you know, felt slighted by that.
Yeah. Quick question. What happened to the white boy that was here last week?
Anyways, so I think
also,
that's
going back to what you were talking about earlier before you get off it, they were all getting down on I keep wanting to call her Malaysia. Megan. But this is what I think about that. I think that, at times you got to get laughed at. You got to take a little bit of picked on. She's the newbie, right?
Yeah,
she's the rookie,
Yeah, so she got it coming.
You got everybody got to give her little bit. Just
but I don't feel like Drea came at her sideways. I think
no, but I mean, the other girls laughing and whatnot. Yeah, they like, man, we laughing at her because you ain't built, you ain't done nothing yet.
Yeah. But at the same time, they're saying we all got.
Who did Megan deal with to get on the show?
Megan is Kendrick.
Kendrick Brown. Yeah, Kendrick Brown. Kids together or he just
no kids. Malaysia. She was actually the ex girlfriend. I don't think they dated.
She was a side guy.
She was a
side girl. Okay. But she did Bad Girls Club, so they're trying to branch it over and, you know, bring that kind of attitude, that spice.
Megan has a very strong following. Like, yeah. Her fans are I love that
Malaysia
said,
Malaysia goes, how did you get in this room? I was like, what you got to start asking people.
But at first she was saying, like, how did you get on the show? Like, who did you know?
No, for real.
But she was really just saying, who do you know here? Kind of dig up the whole part of her saying. Yeah. It was very strategic in saying, you know Jackie, you so did you didn't, but you know, Malaysia is tricky like that.
Yeah.
Malaysia does that a lot.
It's good.
And she's so chill about it. So nobody pays any attention, but that's real sneaky. She does that. She throws her little underhanded things to say and nobody notices that she really started this.
Right. Well, I'm excited.
I'm excited and I think that's a good time to go into predictions.
And now you're after Buzz TV predictions.
I think we should go ahead. So I'm gonna go last because, you know, I'm excited about the next episode. But I'm gonna give it over to Mr. Anti Jackie first.
Oh, me? Predictions? I mean, there's a storm brewing, and obviously Shawnee with the low scoop and the boobs out in that shirt was. Shout out to Shawnee.
Shawnee Cole.
At 40 was like, hey, look.
She like younger guys, too, I read.
These still look great.
Shawnee, if you that younger guys, tweet us.
Shawnee will tweet you. Shawnee has tweeted me before in a mix of other rants. I'm like, Shawnee will go for you. Shawnee will tell you about yourself. It really wasn't me that said it to Shawnee. It was somebody else.
Shawnee's going to have to do a lot of mediating. Now that she's back, they need the mother figure. They need the actual mature woman to kind of step in and say, hey, listen, both of you are wrong. Because a lot of this whole back and forth on Basketball Wives is wrongs on each side, you know? It's not like, even though I'm not Team Jackie, it's not like Jackie just starts all this stuff on her own. Well, she starts most of it on her own.
In her own way, she does.
In her own way. But I think, you know, other people have their part to play. So I just predict a lot more of Shawnee's intervention.
And Cameron,
predictions for next week. Jackie will continue to ruffle some feathers. Megan will continue to be insecure. And
you are really going hard on this insecurity thing. I need you to say something nice about Megan.
I can't. I mean, she's beautiful.
She ain't established herself yet.
She's still. I mean, you can see that every time she's around these women, she gets tense and she feels like she's on the attack. So she needs to be able to have some type of defense ready to respond. So until she mans up and just understands, like the girl said, Nikki said, you got to turn it down a couple notches.
Who is Nikki?
Who's the girl? You said was married? Brandy?
Brandy.
Yeah, like Brandy said. You know,
it's Carrie Easton. Who is Nikki? Right. You know Nikki. Remember Nikki?
You remember Nikki? Have you seen the show?
Did you watch the show?
Did you watch the same show?
I watched the show.
I think that's going to happen. I think that something's going to happen with Drea somewhere down the line. I think they're going to have some type of story to develop for her. And I think we're going to continue to fall in love with Malaysia.
I think that you're correct with the Drea thing. I think that what's going to happen, because we see that Angel Brinks comes onto the show from the commercials next week. Now, Angel is technically a basketball girlfriend, too. She has a child with a basketball player, too. I really love Angel Brinks, but her and...
Tyreek Evans!
Yes. She has a baby.
New Orleans
Hornets. Two kids. She has two kids, actually. But Angel and Drea go way back before the show and everything. So they already have, like, a really strong connection. I think that when people see that, it's going to be like, build some type of tension amongst the other women, because they're going to say, oh, who is this new chick that you now have a friend? We've been friends for 4 years, but really, her and Angel go way back. And we are finally going to see...
Thawing and bopping together.
They're just thawing and bopping together.
Don't act like they wasn't in them streets.
You put Drea and Angel Brinks together in a room, like...
Of course.
We're all passing out. There's no way you can't. But I think that, you know, we are going to see Tammy. I think that Tammy and Drea will have a little bit of, because I don't think Tammy has a sweet taste about Drea in her mouth, just from, you know, just the clips we got. So
that's another Miami kind of. I love Tammy because she is a Tasmanian devil, and she's going to get everybody in line.
Okay.
Come on, Tammy.
We are going to see. Thank you guys for tuning into another after show of Basketball Wives LA Season 4. We're going to see you guys next week, same time. Make sure you guys follow me because as your host, Gary Thomas. I am Gary Thomas on Instagram and Twitter. And, of course, I am GaryThomas.com. Guys, where did
Cameron
I find
Penny.
You?
Cameron Penny, follow me on Instagram at Cameron Penny, and we're going to be checking out them comments on YouTube, so say something nice.
Yeah, yeah, and you can always find me Instagram, Twitter, at I Am More Fire.
More fire, more fire.
Spit them hot flames.
Yes, sir.
Best five rappers alive. Stefan.
And thank you to the great Jonathan.
Yeah. All right, good show.
Peace. See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.